track number 7 is a track called "So Incredible." Kind of similar to "Nobody Greater" in a way. This song also features Terrence Anderson, and it was produced by my dude Matthew Franklin, aka Big Beach. Once again, he killed the track. This thing bang, man. We definitely wanted when that 808 dropped, and we wanted that joint to have heads knocking, man. So I think we was able to accomplish that on this track, man. That snare smacking you in the face, kick drum hitting you in your chest. So yeah, man, it's a good vibe on the track, man. Definitely love it. But the difference between "So Incredible" and "Nobody Greater," Nobody Greater was really, a track where we kind of flexed on opposers of Jesus Christ. And I know people would say, man, that sounds horrible. No, man, it's not, because, we boldly stand on the word of God and know that there's nobody greater than Jesus Christ. So that's what "Nobody Greater" was. "Nobody Greater" was us bragging. It was about worship, but "Nobody Greater" was really bragging, really bigging up. "So Incredible," this song really has the heart of a worship song. And although it's bragging on Jesus, but it's really, a worship song that you can sing to the Lord, the Father, really reflect on how his grace and his mercy and his goodness has been in your own life. So this really is more of the heart of this song is really, more worship based, than "Nobody Greater" is. At least that was the intention. I don't know if that was accomplished, but, that was the heart behind it. But yeah, man, once again, we wanted to worship the fact that God is so incredible, man, because of who he is and what he does. I know this can get redundant and sound repetitive, but it's just the truth, man. I don't know how else to put it, man. The Lord is so incredible for what he did. So, I really wanted to just have this track, man, to just worship the Lord. And for people who don't know the Lord, man, my hope is that you would just see how incredible that he really is, man. See that he came and died. See that there's hope eternally for you, found only through Christ Jesus, man. And so my hope is that you will hear the gospel through this song, and you will see people who've been saved by him worshiping him on the watch, and that will compel you to want to follow him. So that's what my hope is, man. Like, obviously, I hope you like the song. Yes, I really want you to like the song. But, you know, besides really liking the song and vibing with it, hopefully you can hit a gospel message, and that will cause hearts to want to repent to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, yeah, he's so incredible, y'all.